You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. The NFL season is over, Tony. I don't want to hear about football again until August.
Tony Kornheiser, really? Something tells me you'll make an exception for the draft, don't you think?
Oh.
Yeah. The number one pick?
Yeah. Well,
make an exception if they deal Fields? Yeah.
All draft news is separate.
Okay. Oh. It has nothing to do with football, even though it is.
No.
The football draft. Mr. Combine. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Warriors are streaking. Jorge Soler joins the Giants. Kendrick Perkins joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with 2 big-time NBA games last night between legitimate contending teams. The Milwaukee Bucks held the defending champion Denver Nuggets to 95 points, and they won 112-95. The Minnesota Timberwolves went to Los Angeles and pounded the Clippers 121-100. Wilbon, which contender had the bigger win?
Tony, I think Minnesota did. I think the Timberwolves actually did. Look, they went into not the Clipper Dome, that's not ready yet, but the place formerly known as Staples, and they beat them pretty good, Tony. And the Clippers have been rolling people since the first since New Year's Day, even before that, the middle of December. Rolling people. I mean, they got Kawhi playing at like 2019 championship level. Paul George has been playing really well. James Harden, night after night after night, at point guard leading that team. I was surprised. I did not think Minnesota had it in them to go in there and take that game. And Minnesota, yes, they've been at the top of the Western Conference, at or near the top, the entire season with Oklahoma City, Denver, and the Clippers. And the other game, the impressive victory. I don't want to take anything away there. But the Clippers were whole, Tony, and Minnesota. That's why Anthony Edwards is at or near the top of my MVP ballot right now. I know it's fluid, but he's there because he's got Minnesota playing with a little more grit than we're used to seeing from the Timberwolves. Yeah. And we're getting late in the season now.
Yeah, thank God that we've got your MVP rankings at this point because people wait for that.
I know you need
it. I don't want to diminish what the Bucks did in any way because that's the second game in a row they have won with Doc Rivers. I think the first 6 games with Doc Rivers, they let in an average of 119 points. And Doc said the buy-in was going to be defense. And so they held Charlotte to 84, and now they held Denver to 95. Again, don't want to diminish that. But I don't think Minnesota had the better win. I know Minnesota had the better win for all the reasons you've said and for one other reason, Mike. A couple of weeks ago, when Karl Anthony Towns was selfishly shooting and shooting his way to 62 points, after that game, the Minnesota coach, Chris Finch, got out there and said publicly, "Now we embarrassed the game. This isn't good what we did. This is not something to be proud of." And a lot of people wondered if he had the stature to make that kind of public statement. And since then, they're 7-3. And 4 of those wins, Mike, if I'm not mistaken, are against Dallas and Oklahoma City and Milwaukee and now the Clippers, who they pounded. So apparently he does have the stature to do that. And all of those people out there who are waiting for Minnesota to collapse, keep waiting. Because their defense is the best in the league. The best.
Tony, I admit I was one of them at least through the 1st of January. I haven't been one lately. I'm not going to be one. Look, Milwaukee's defense is coming. This is why Adrian Griffin got fired, and this is what Doc came in, and there's a specific mission. They thought they were broken on defense, and they'll tell you that. And so they're coming along to hold them to 95, even without all these players out there all the time. The Warriors are suddenly on a run. They beat the Jazz in Utah last night for their 5th win in a row, 7th of their last 8 games. After last night's win, Draymond Green said, quote, "I think me getting suspended helped in a weird way. Not that I wanted to get suspended, but I do think that helped us find different things we can go to and explore." Close quote. Stephen Curry agreed. Tone, Draymond have a point?
So I watched that this morning. I watched the entire clip, and I was stupefied as I was watching. I thought, I admire so much the level of self-absorption and egomania of Draymond Green to credit himself being suspended for how they're doing. So I love that. But he does make, I'm going to concede, a couple of valid points here. Jonathan Kuminga got to play a lot more when Draymond Green wasn't there. And he's playing very well. And I don't know if this is coincidental or not. It probably is. But Klay Thompson is beginning to shoot a little bit better. There are numbers that justify what Draymond Green is saying. They are 8-4 since he's back, 8-3 in the last 11, 5 in a row. Now, when he's on the court, when he has minutes, I want to get the number correct here. It's 138 points that they're better than the opposition. When he was out, they were 28th in the league in defense. And since he's come back, they're fourth. So I have to concede that he may have a point. If he wants to take all the credit because of his suspension, God bless. Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
I didn't think he took the credit. I thought he was making an observation, which is accurate. It is. It may sound, you got to look at it in context. And you just provided the context. Look, the Kuminga situation is completely different, Tony. Kuminga's now the second best player on the team, not the second most important player. Draymond's the second most important player after Steph Curry. But Draymond defensively freed up for the playmaking in which he now involves Kuminga and, of course, Curry. Look,
yeah.
I don't know that Klay Thompson's ever going to be the Klay Thompson consistently, the Hall of Fame guy who helped them win four championships, who is the second best shooter, in my opinion, in the history of the league. So maybe Klay can't be that anymore, but he can occasionally be, and maybe frequently be, what he was last night when he led them, I think, with 26 points. He had a point more than Curry.
I want to.
Klay Thompson may not be every night, but he can be it enough.
Okay. Give me 10 seconds to say this, because we talk about this every day, that every day we talk about the Lakers and the Warriors at the exclusion of better teams. And we talk about them every day because of LeBron and because of Steph Curry. At the moment, the Warriors are 10th in the West. At the moment, the Lakers are 9th in the West. That would be the play-in game. Lakers and Warriors.
Yeah.
That would be the highest rated game of the year. That would have more viewers than the Western Conference Final. Adam Silver would want to give a pennant to the team that wins that, but he'd also say, no, we got to play 5 out of 9 because we want you out there. We move now to baseball, where one of the remaining big-name free agents is off the board. Outfielder and DH Jorge Soler has left Miami for San Francisco in a 3-year, $42 million deal. That leaves the Scott Boras Five, which would be a good name for a rock and roll band, Cody Bellinger, Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery, Matt Chapman, J.D. Martinez. Spring training is actually starting now. Wilbon, do you have confidence Boras will make deals for his teamless clients?
I'm not going to use the word confidence. That's what Boras ultimately makes deals. And they often, usually, almost always favor his clients. Are those guys going to sit out the year? No, they're not going to sit out the year. They're almost all of them are in their primes. Bellinger had this great comeback year last year, and I'm hoping he's sitting out there long enough, just long enough, to return to the north side of Chicago. Maybe that's possible. But, Tony, all those guys, Snell, nobody's going to want him. Spring training essentially started today, all right, which coincides with a slice of heaven sort of day here in Arizona where half those teams starting now spring training. They'll get there. They don't have to be in a rush. Boras knows what he's doing. I don't see any of them holding out, which means, they'll get deals.
Yeah, so I just want to start before I get to the Boras thing with this. Has anybody told Logan Webb that his Giants just signed a free agent for a lot of money and will then ask him, does that make you the villains?
Yeah.
Like you said, the Dodgers were the villains. Scott Boras may or may not be the devil. I imagine him now sitting by a pool with his phone waiting for the phone to ring. He's got numbers in his head. And he gets those numbers 90% of
the time.
Like when
all
you sign with him, you're signing on for this process. It may take till the middle of March until you're signed. But most of the time, he gets what he wants. To your point, I can't believe there is an active competition for Bellinger and for Snell. Snell just won a second Cy Young at, I think, a 2.25 ERA somewhere close to that. The other guy, Jordan Montgomery, is a solid workhorse starter. J.D. Martinez last year, my 33 homers, 103 RBIs, and Chapman is a four-time Gold Glove, averaging 30-80. So if they don't sign, it's a terrible miscalculation by Boras, who does not do that. Let's take a break. Coming up, how should the Knicks cope with a blown call that cost them the game last night. We're going to ask Kendrick Perkins.
The word hosed mean anything to you, my boy, too, Jalen Brunson. We'll also ask him about Victor Wembanyama's awesome stat line from last night. Incredible stat line.
Seriously, I sat there and watched Draymond Green and I thought, wow, I so admire this. It's about you. I like that. It's about you.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's dig back into the NBA with our great friend from NBA Today, Mr. Kendrick Perkins. Perk, we're going to start with this. The Knicks lost to the Rockets last night after a foul call on Jalen Brunson. Later, the crew chief, Ed Malloy, conceded it was a bad call. There was no foul at all. So I'm going to ask you as a player, when a bad call goes against you and your team loses, how do you cope with that?
Well, you can't. And I damn sure don't want to hear an explanation after the game. Matter of fact, keep it to yourself because we know, the world know, that you got it wrong. Here's the thing, and Tony, you and Wilbon would appreciate this. That game last night between the Knicks and Rockets, it was old school basketball at its finest. I'm talking about the rugged play, the chirping back and forth, the physicality, the shot making. And when Jalen Brunson hit that shot to tie the game up, and then all of a sudden the game had to end the way that it did on a bad call by the official, it messed the whole game up. And it was the worst call I've seen in NBA history for us over the last 5 or 6 years. It was horrible.
It was horrible. Amen. We got unanimity, I think, Perk, on that. Perk, I've been a Chet Holmgren guy in this rookie of the year chase all season. However, Victor Wembanyama is crashing the party. Mm-hmm. As you know, the triple-double last night, 27-14, and 10 blocks in fewer than 30 minutes. Perk, is he different? Is he doing something different now? And are you having to change your vote too?
I have. And I was huge on Chet Holmgren. But when it comes to Victor, this is something that we have never seen before. And the Rookie of the Year award is a lot different than the MVP. When you look at Victor numbers and you look at his impact on both ends of the floor, he's giving you 20 and 10 a night, but leading the league at blocked shots right now. I'm going to tell you this, Wilbon. Whomever is trying to win MVP or Defensive Player of the Year, they need to get it out the way in the next 3 years because both of those awards are going to reside in San Antonio with Victor Wembanyama, or maybe in France. One or the other, he's going to have both of them for years to come.
All right, we'll move the discussion out of Texas now and look at the Cavaliers. They lost that game to the Sixers last night, so their 9-game winning streak is over. But, Perk, from what you've seen of the Cavaliers during that run, are you convinced they're a real contender in the East?
No. You know why? Because we've seen this movie before. We've seen a Donovan Mitchell-led team dominate and have a great regular season and fall short every single time in the postseason. We saw it when he was in Utah. Now, has Evan Mobley gotten a lot better in the interior, put on some size, and he's starting to play physical alongside with Jared Allen? Yes. But I need to see it. And I still see a lot of flaws and holes in the Cleveland Cavaliers that haven't convinced me that they're ready for that level of physicality that that Eastern Conference is going to bring, especially when you bring up the New York Knicks, when you bring up the Boston Celtics at times, when you know we know what type of force Giannis is going to play with, and we can't forget about them goons from Dade County, the Miami Heat. So I'm not convinced yet that they're a title contender. They're a second round team at best, in my opinion.
This makes me so happy. You've said two things. One, you took a shot at Donovan Mitchell, who Wilbon has loved on this show for five or six years.
I do.
And two, you're suggesting that someone should become friendly with Wembanyama so that he will give them MVP awards. I really like that. We will get you out of here on this. Spencer Dinwiddie will play his first game with the Lakers tonight. Do you expect him to make a significant impact with that team?
Hell no, Tony. That's like asking me if I'm going to lose 50 pounds by tomorrow. Damn it, you know that's not going to happen. Hell, I might not lose 5 or a pound by tomorrow. Look, Spencer Dinwiddie, was it a good pickup for the Lakers? Did they need that offensively? Yes. But at the end of the day, when you're talking about LeBron James and Anthony Davis in the Los Angeles Lakers, we're talking about championships. Spencer Dinwiddie doesn't move the needle for them far as winning or competing for a championship. The Lakers are still missing that perimeter defender that has athleticism, speed, that could defend those guards and wings that they're going to have to face in the Western Conference, the likes of Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Edwards, De'Aaron Fox. I don't see them having that. They can't, especially Jamal Murray. So I like the pickup. I think it's good for them offensively. I don't love it. It's not going to take them over the hump.
This is why you're welcome on this show every single time you want to be on. Thank you, Perk.
Appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all, fellas.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, a first for Bill Self as Kansas coach.
And after releasing Mitch Trubisky, what's the Steelers' next move at quarterback? I don't mention the Chicago to me. I don't want to hear that scenario. Perk bringing it. Perk is bringing it.
Yeah. Perk undercutting all your values. Everything you believe in. He just, boom, undercut it.
I do like Donovan Mitchell, but I it's hard to argue with Perk on that.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 34th birthday, Nathan Eovaldi. The right-handed starter signed as a free agent with the Texas Rangers last season and picked up his second World Series ring. Eovaldi was an all-star for the second time in his 12-year career. He went 12-5 in 25 starts with a 3.63 ERA. Eovaldi pitched 6 scoreless innings in the clinching Game 5 of the World Series, giving up just 4 hits. In 6 postseason starts last year, Eovaldi went 5-0 with a 2.95 ERA. Prior to this, Eovaldi won a World Series with the Red Sox in 2018, coming out of the bullpen 3 times. Eovaldi's career record, 79-73, In addition to Texas and Boston, Eovaldi has pitched for the Dodgers, Marlins, Yankees, and Rays. He is well-traveled.
A beast in the postseason, Tony. If baseball had a Conn Smythe Award, that 5-0 with a 2.95 or whatever you just mentioned, that would have done it. And it's consistent for him in the postseason where his ERA is a full run lower, 3.05 to 4.10 in the regular season. He gets it going in the postseason, doesn't he? Mr. October, maybe? Oh, wait. That's taken.
Maybe. Somebody has that already, but it was a hitter, not a pitcher. Happy anniversary, Marvin Gaye. This is posthumous. But on this day 41 years ago, at the 1983 NBA All-Star Game in Los Angeles, the Motown legend performed the Star-Spangled Banner and changed the experience of a national anthem forever. I was there, covering the All-Star Game for the Washington Post. Gaye sang, backed up by a few musicians, no horns, guitar, drum. He did it basically to sound like I heard it through the grapevine. I'd never heard the anthem like this. I'd seen great anthems before at sports events. Jose Feliciano did one at a World Series. Linda Ronstadt also at a World Series, but not like this. I was so taken by it that I think I wrote the first 8 paragraphs of my story about Marvin Gaye's anthem.
I remember, I thought you wrote the whole column about it. You hadn't heard anything like it. Nobody had. It's the greatest anthem, with apologies to Whitney Houston, of all time. It's the greatest, Tony. It changed anthem performing, because sadly everybody thinks they can be Marvin Gaye. Nobody should ever try to be Marvin Gaye.
No.
I listen to it. It's downloaded. I play it every week. It's like one of the greatest songs, not just the greatest anthem of all time. I'm jealous you were there and I wasn't.
I was. I was there. And for you kids out there, don't do it. You're not as good as him.
Don't try to be
Marvin.
You're not Marvin Gaye.
To a 45-year drought for Indiana State. The Sycamores are ranked again for the first time since Larry Bird wore the powder blue uniform in 1979. Indiana State's number 23, having won 9 games in a row. Okay, they got all the way to number 1 in 1979 with Bird, but you have to start somewhere. Indiana State coach Josh Schertz took over the program in the pandemic. He won 11 games his first season, got to 23-13 last season. Now the Sycamores are 22-3, unbeaten in 11 home games, leading the Missouri Valley Conference. They're 5th in the country in scoring at 85.6 points a game and dreaming of becoming this year's Florida Atlantic or San Diego State.
Tony, give me one other player on Bird's great team in 1979. One other guy.
Carl Nix was on that team, wasn't he?
Very good. Nice pull.
Backcourt. What do you think? I just
Chicago
grew up
kid.
Not watching basketball? I've watched basketball since before you were born. I just don't love it like you do. But
that
was a great team. Bird was great. Bird Magic. That's the greatest game.
Just the best.
Bird Magic?
Yeah.
Right?
Nothing.
All right, let's go to the big finish.
Let's do
it. The Steelers released your boy Mitch Trubisky. I'm sad. Do you think they could trade for Justin Fields?
I know Tomlin loves him apparently, but a haul. I got to have a first and a second and maybe a player's alignment. A haul to trade Justin Fields. I want to keep him. Texas Tech beat number 6 Kansas by 29. And Bill Self got ejected. Your thoughts?
Ranked teams are losing unranked teams all season long. Biggest road loss to an unranked team in Self's career at Kansas. Tiger Woods launched a brand new lifestyle brand named Sunday Red. 3 words, kids. You like it?
I don't care about the marketing of Sunday Red. It just sounds like some hocus-pocus junk. But whatever Tigers wear, it'll be stylish. It's tailor-made, not Nike. It'll be stylish. It'll look great. The New York Rangers shut out the Flames for their 5th straight win. Is that significant?
Yeah, they're first place in the division, 2nd in the East. Last one, Shaq's jersey retired tonight in Orlando. You excited about that?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to watch. Thunder at Magic and Shaq. I can't miss.
We're out of time. We're trying to do better the next time. Tracy Callahan, big day tomorrow, pal.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. And now you know what's coming. SportsCenter.
PTI.
Hope.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number 2, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.